Hello, hello. You have found your way to the Brevis Talk podcast, where our message is eternal, but our delivery isn't quite that long. Brief and encouraging. That's our goal. Now, here's your host, Pastor Wayne Whiteside.
The Most Dangerous Game by Richard Connell is a story about Sanger Rainsford, one of the world's most celebrated big game hunters. Rainsford has a boating accident while en route to a hunting expedition along the coast of South America. He manages to swim safely to the shoreline, and he finds himself on an island. And on that island, he stumbles upon a castle. And this castle is inhabited by a Russian nobleman by the name of General Zaroff. And he, too, is a big game hunter. And during their conversation, he proceeds to tell Rainsford that he is hunting a new animal on the island. As their conversation continues, Rainsford comes to realize that General Zaroff intends to hunt him. The hunter has become the hunted. Now, on a much higher level, that is what Acts chapter 9 is about. The pursuer becomes the pursued. Saul, the persecutor of the church and pursuer of believers, becomes the hunted as God pursues him. There are several thoughts here about this hunter and the hunted. The first one is that God has a plan. Never write anyone off. This self-righteous man was breathing out threats and murder, according to verse 1. I missed it many years ago, and I missed it big time. There was a man in our community who was wonderfully converted. And I didn't say this out loud, but I thought it, and it was in my heart. And I thought that this man would never come to Christ. If there was ever a man who will not come to Christ, it is this man. Well, I'm happy to report today that I was wrong. This man did come to Christ, and many years afterward, he has continued to walk with Jesus and is a mighty witness of God's power to change someone's life. A second thought here is that God pursues us for good. The hunter is pursuing us not because of a game, but he wants to bless our lives. His desire and intention is to save us, to forgive us of our sins, and to give us eternal life, but not just eternal life later, but abundant life in this life. Romans 2:4 says, "It is the goodness of God that leads us to repentance." God's plan is good. God is hunting us for good. Someone has described the Christian life as a glorious and difficult path. That path is narrow, and it's often filled with obstacles, but that path is glorious, and it's an amazing road to travel. Well, a third thought about this hunter who is hunting the Apostle Paul, who would become the Apostle Paul, Saul. God changes us. You cannot have an encounter with Jesus and be the same you. You see, that's just not possible. Now, I'm not speaking about sinless perfection in this life, but I am speaking about salvation and continuous sanctification as we travel in this journey of Christian living. The hunter and the hunted. Luke chapter 19 says that the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. I'm so glad God hunted me. The Holy Spirit convicted me. He stayed upon my heels, if you will, in the hunt. And He found me. And He saved me. And He forgave me of all my sins. I am so grateful for the hunter.
Thanks for stopping by to be with us at the Brevis Talk podcast. If you want to know more about us or hear other brief messages, go to brevistalk.com and sign up to receive our blog and updates while you're there. Don't forget, Jesus loves you.